This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Glad you're with me. Talking about cooperation. The ability to get that. And we're starting to see that. The left, let me tell you, this year, they're going to cooperate with us pretty much fully. Not by choice, but because their backs are going to be against the wall. Feel good about what you've done. Happy New Year, 2018. The year the Democrats go down like the Titanic. So congratulate yourselves. Every time you run into a Trump, I was out the other day, a young couple, a guy was wearing a Trump shirt, and so was his girl. They were both walking through the street, like it was a mall, outdoor mall kind of area, and they were walking. I saw him coming because I had gone to get a little bit of ice cream over at a Dairy Queen. And I'm walking out, I see him, Trump stuff, and he's talking to his girl, blah, 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 and he turns the corner, he's about to round the corner, and all I did was put my hand up with a smile and high five, and he just smiled at me and put his hand up like, yep, and I didn't even say, love your shirt, nothing. He just knew what was going on. Trump guy, unafraid, his girlfriend too, wearing Trump gear. Skinny white dude, probably bad to the bone, probably kickboxer or something, because you never know, right? You never know. But here's what I'm going to tell you. More people are going to be proud to be associated with Trump. They may not say it publicly. Privately, they're going to be like, oh, whatever. Publicly, they're not going to say it. And privately, they aren't even going to be like boisterous. They're not going to like, yeah. At first, I didn't like that Trump, but now I do. One guy came out and did it. He was never Trumper. A conservative never Trumper, and he came out and went, you know what? I got to tell you, guy's doing a really good job. How many of those do you think are out there? What do you think's going to happen in 2018 when these never Trumpers get the note? They're like, what? Our stock portfolios are doing what? We've made this much money. My job just gave me a raise. My tax rebate just came in, and I made $3,000 more than I did before. I have better health care. What? Kim Jong-un is sending people to the Olympics? What are you talking about? Yeah. Did you hear what the South Korean prime minister said? He said the reason why the relations with North Korea have thawed are because of Donald Trump. That's what he said. So, look around the globe. Look at what's going on. You know what you find around the globe? Notice how I put the end of the D on there. Find it. what you're finding around the globe? Cooperation. A spirit of cooperation. Donald Trump says to Pakistan, oh, you want to free a criminal. You want to free a guy who was anti-American, who fought against us. And we've sent you $33 billion total. I tell you what, we won't be sending you any more money. Pakistan's like, we can release people. I mean, come on. And Donald Trump says, you can do whatever you want to do. You just won't be doing it with our money. Cooperation. NATO wasn't paying its bills. NATO says, why do we got to pay our bills? We got big bro over there, big brother. Big brother taking care of everything. Come on now. Why we got to do something over there? Oh. And Donald Trump says, hey. That was when you had a black big bro. Yeah. He was the one that let you get away with it. And by the way, he's a big sissy. I'm not a sissy, and you're going to pay your way, or I'm not protecting you. It's over. Cooperation. What did NATO do? NATO, guess we better start paying our bills. So they did. And you know what the left said? Donald Trump is crazy. He has no respect for NATO. He's a crazy man. He's getting rid of NATO. He's trying to disembowel NATO right in front of us with a Ginsu knife made in China. And Donald Trump says no. Far to the contrary. If you pay your bills, you're not a derelict. If you don't pay your bills, you're a derelict. See, what Donald Trump did was what people do. He called them what they were. You are not paying your bills. You are a derelict. You are not cooperating in the spirit of this agreement, and therefore, you're a derelict. And then they go, well, you know, he's kind of got a point. You know, and they pay their bills. And he says, yeah, I like NATO. Looking at me flip-flopped. No, he didn't. You pay your bills. You do what you're supposed to do and live up to your commitments. I like you. You don't do it, I'm going to dog you. I'm going to get on Twitter. I'm going to talk about you like you dirty dogs. And he did it. And I love that. I love that about this guy, man. He's unafraid to do that kind of thing. That's what he's supposed to do. And I could go on. How many instances has this guy confronted the issue and gotten what? A spirit of cooperation. What did he do to the UN? Donald Trump warned the UN. He says, look, you are worthless. You spend money like it's nothing. You have zero fiscal responsibility. So not only do you have no fiscal responsibility, you are a worthless organization. You're supposed to be bringing peace and helping the world become a better place. And when we vote to let Israel have its capital where they choose to have it, which is their sovereign nation, you vote against us 14-1. What kind of organization do you call yourself? This is the same thing that every other president in history has said we should do. And you recognize it, and why do you not do it? Oh, well, we have to appease one group over the other. Who are you to make that determination? Why does Syria get to have its capital in Damascus? Name the capital. Why does the United States get to have our capital in D.C.? Because it's our sovereign country. Israel has a sovereign country. They can choose where they want to have their freaking capital. End of story. And you should be supporting that. But they didn't. And what does he do? He says, well, I'll take my money. Simple as that. And let me tell you what's going to happen. The UN is going to start cooperating. I don't know when. You want to know what the press is doing so far? They are siding with the left. That's all they've done. They don't look at us as serious. They look at it, oh, whatever. We can say whatever we want, do whatever we want. And you know what Donald Trump did? He sued him for defamation. He's been beating on him since he first got into public office. And you know what's going to happen? Those chumps are going to start cooperating. Because leadership gets cooperation. One way or the other. Donald Trump's not asking for their cooperation. He's not begging. And he's not demanding it. He's just saying, I'm going to do the things that make you have to cooperate one way or the other. And that's what leadership is about. The ability to gain willful cooperation. We got a lot to talk about. Harvey Weinstein attacked in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's an interesting story. We'll come back on that one when we come out of the room.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. What's the number? 844-551-8255. Harvey Weinstein back in the news because of the Golden Globes and for other reasons as well. You remember Harvey, right? The guy who, for three decades plus, has molested, raped, and sexually abused women throughout Hollywood and has been the well-kept secret of all of them. And all the big names have been seen in pictures with Harvey Weinstein. They want to be, you know, part of that glamour of Weinstein. By the way, these people wouldn't have paid 2 seconds of attention to Weinstein if he wasn't making films, if he wasn't rich, if he wasn't powerful, if he couldn't put them with the other so-called elitist. So here's what's interesting about that whole situation, right? Somebody deems you an elite, and then everybody that gets into your orbit can be part of that elitism. So then everybody wants to get to you because they can get to getting to the people that are in your orbit. And so it's just a jockeying thing of everybody wanting to be there. And so they overlook all your peccadilloes, all your idiosyncrasies, all your evilness. They just overlook it. And that's exactly what happened to Harvey Weinstein. And it gets to the point where it becomes the norm. It's the way it is. It's the rite of passage. It's the ritual to get to the brass ring. I look at Oprah Winfrey the same way. A lady that connived and cheated because she wanted to be able to hobnob with the rich and famous. Technically, Oprah's not one of them. It's like a newscaster. You go, well, she's reading the news, or she's hosting all the big names. She brings in Brad Pitt and Angelina. She brings in Denzel. She brings in presidents and other people. She interviews them. And by virtue of being in their orbit, she becomes one of them. And in fact, with Oprah, she became bigger. Same with Harvey. People did, it was great to be seen with the the stars, but to get to Harvey was a bigger deal, believe it or not. To get to Spielberg and whoever else, Lucas, Scorsese, big names. They made films. That's their job. Good for them. And so, but people get caught up in it. And I get it, man. It's so cool because it's imaginative. It's got all these elements to it. It's the same reason why we gravitate. We give so much power to somebody who's got a beautiful voice. Streisand. What an amazing voice. Her politics, she's an idiot, but she's got an amazing voice, so we should listen. Ariana Grande. Lady Gaga. Jennifer Lopez. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I know. She is the big booty, the whole thing. So, look, I get it. But it bugs me that we give so much to these guys. Anyway, that's not where I was going to go with this. I was going to talk about what happened to Weinstein. You know, he's in rehab for his addiction, his affliction, whatever you want to call it. They've got him out in Arizona. And he did a month, and then they declared him cured, and then I guess the feedback was pretty bad. So they came back on and says, no, you got to do some more. And let's be honest, he's not going to be cured. And for the record, I hope that, I don't know that you're ever cured of an affliction. You just learn how to deal with it properly so that it doesn't become intrusive to your life. So to that end, Weinstein probably still is going to want to take advantage of women. He just probably won't have the opportunity anymore. And if he's smart, he'll just embrace that. Like it's a guy that was at my church. We had a men's retreat. And he said to all of us, he says, yeah, I have a sexual addiction. And he goes, so when I see a beautiful woman, he goes, I bounce. And he means that his eyes will see her, and he immediately reflectively looks away. And just tells himself, you know, like, I didn't see her. I didn't see that. And he goes, it's something that I deal with every day because they're beautiful women. He goes, I bounce. I've learned how. I just don't look. He won't. If your wife is gorgeous, he will not talk to her. He won't look at her. He'll look down and just, you know, yep. Because he knows what he's dealing with. But he also knows it isn't something that goes away. I just have to be able to, inside of myself, say, nope. I have no interest there. So I don't know whether Weinstein's going to be cured. I think that Weinstein's pathology dates back to being the ugly Jewish kid that, you know, fat with zits that nobody liked, and girls treated him badly, and now he's taking it out. He can't be a serial killer, but he can be a Hollywood producer. But he got attacked. That's where I was going. While he was out in Scottsdale, he was at a restaurant. This was on TMZ, for those of you who don't believe me. He was at a restaurant called Elements in Camelback Mountain Resort, having dinner with his, quote, sober coach, and two men sat at a table next to him. And one of the men, a guy named Steve, was saying to TMZ, he walked up to Weinstein and told him he loved his movies and would like to take a photo with him. And Steve says Weinstein became belligerent and told him to buzz off. The manager of the restaurant says Weinstein wasn't belligerent. She says, to the contrary, he was very sweet about it and says, I'd rather not take a picture right now. That makes more sense to me. The manager says the two shook hands. Steve went back to his table. At 9 p.m., Weinstein and his sober coach got up to leave at the same time as Steve and his dinner companion were leaving. And Steve tells TMZ he had quite a bit to drink, told his friend to fire up his cell phone and shoot video of what was about to happen. Now, if we can stop there. Here's the thing. Weinstein doesn't deserve that. He doesn't. For the record, we've driven by where where he's living, where the residence where he's at for this whole sexual addiction thing. Just for shiggles. I wanted to see, you know, where the healing happens. And I'm curious at times if I'll see the guy out. Speaking of which, not it's a different subject a little bit, but when I was in New York the last time, I saw Monica Lewinsky. I didn't see her in the carnal way, and I didn't see her like Bill Clinton. Well, you're looking at me crazy. I saw Monica Lewinsky. I was walking. I was leaving my hotel. I was going to go get something to eat. And sure enough, bopping by me was Monica Lewinsky. No makeup. And, you know, she looked pretty much the same. A little older, but she looked the same. And she had a little, it was chilly that night, jacket on and a what do you call it, like a boa around her face. But she wasn't hiding. But you could tell it was Monica Lewinsky, but she wasn't flaunting it, but she wasn't hiding. Yeah, I saw Monica Lewinsky. I haven't seen Weinstein yet. Anyway, Steve walks up to Weinstein. He says, "You're a piece of crap." He used a different word for what you did to these women. And he punched him in the face twice. He said Weinstein stumbled backwards and almost fell. But again, that was the restaurant owner manager said, neither of the punches connected, and Steve at this point was drunk out of his gourd. And the person who filmed the incident asked if Weinstein wanted to call the cops, and Weinstein said nah, and everybody just left the restaurant. So he's got a target on his back for a little bit. He's no Jeffrey Dahmer. He's no, I guess, OJ. I don't know what would happen if OJ was there, but he's got some haunting that's going to be happening for a while. Anyway, more about Weinstein, the Golden Globes, when we come back. Much more important issue.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So glad you guys are with me. So, I don't know if this, I heard this, one of my guys sent me the story. Apparently, the women who were sexually abused by Harvey Weinstein were blacklisted from the Golden Globes. And it's a very underreported story. Because these guys, they had all the Time's Up, wearing the black dresses. By the way, did you see those black dresses? Holy cow. There was one girl in a black dress that it was like a body. You just got to see it. They cut out the torso, like coming around the breast, cut out the torso going over to one side, then cut out the hip on another. It was stunning. It was the girl had a shape. She was beautiful. That dress was something else. But it was funny to me. I'm thinking, you're wearing a black dress that says, time's up. Don't be messing with me. And you wear a dress like that. And I'm not saying women can't wear whatever they want. You shouldn't be messed with no matter what. But that's not exactly the representative dress, to say, time's up. Don't be looking over here. Because I was like, wow. I couldn't see, I don't even know who, I don't know who actresses are anymore. Because I don't watch enough stuff. But she was beautiful, and she had the body to back it up. And she wore, and then they showed others, like one, I think it was that singer, Mandy Moore, if I'm not mistaken. She doesn't have a whole lot of cleavage, but, she was showing, like, what little she had. It was very visible. And again, another one of these, don't be looking at me, but look at me, kind of dresses. And I was thinking, wow. And then, look, I get it. The designers are going to, I'll do it in black. I'm going to give you my, avant-garde design, but I can do it in black. It's okay. Yeah, these women, man, it was something else. But yeah, so they got blacklisted. The women who were attacked, the very women who should have been at this event, the very women who represented Time's Up, no more. What was the one that first brought it all out? Rose McGowan, I think that's her name, right? Is that it? Yeah. Rose McGowan. Yeah. Shapely girl, man. When Rose was young, she's not that pretty in the face, but very nice shape. Rose was hot. Harvey, she's the one who brought all this stuff to the fore. She wasn't invited. They didn't invite any. They didn't want any controversy that brought up Harvey Weinstein, even with Seth Meyers cracking jokes about him. Did we have that? We have that clip of Seth Meyers, right? We didn't play. I was going to play it the other day. Let's play it because we don't want to waste it.
Well, I think it's time to address the elephant not in the room. Harvey Weinstein isn't here tonight because, well, I've heard rumors that he's crazy and difficult to work with. But don't worry, he'll be back in 20 years when he becomes the first person ever booed during the In Memoriam. Sound like that. happen this year. The show goes on. For example, I was happy to hear they're going to do another season of House of Cards. Is Christopher Plummer available for that, too? I hope he can do a southern accent, because Kevin Spacey sure couldn't. Oh, was that too mean to Kevin Spacey?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was the very unfunny Seth Meyers. I don't know what they pay these guys to do these events. It's a lot of money. You know what I was shocked to find out when I was had to do some research for what does it cost to make certain films, because we're doing a big fundraiser for our film in St. Louis, and people were asking me, Kevin, what's a film make? Why would we want to fund this? And I said, well, there's a lot of reasons. One is we need to wrestle back, you know, control of Hollywood, of the entertainment industry. And this is a great way to do it. Kevin Sorbo, who's one of the partners in the film, Kevin did that with all the films he's been doing, and Let There Be Light was a perfect example where he utilized the grassroots and you know, the conservative movement to you know, it wasn't like a $100, $200 million film, but, it, you know, it was a film that made money, and it had a good message. And we need to wrestle that back. So I was doing research, and I'll give you an example. The movie Annie. The movie Annie cost $77 million to make. Now, I don't know about you, but the sun will come out tomorrow. I know what Annie's about. It's hard to believe that much money went into Annie. And if I break it out for you, it would be shocking. But these people are overpaid, to say the least. But anyway, so Seth Meyers, very unfunny. But, you know, he beats up on Weinstein, beats up on Kevin Spacey. The whole reason for the Golden Globes, quite frankly, I mean, they set it all up as, you know, Me Too campaign. I got, you know, molested. I got, you know, on the casting couch by somebody. So there was that campaign followed by Time's Up. No more of this stuff. And then they tried to broaden that out to be every woman, you know, everyday women in all your jobs. We know what you're going through. You're being sexually harassed. Whatever. Okay, congratulations. But then what happened? It became Oprah's night. Let's make Oprah president. So they went from protecting women and, you know, in Hollywood to broadening the protection of women across the board to Oprah's coronation as the next president of the United States. And then, of course, you found out all the dirt about Oprah. She's a liar. She built a career on nothing but lies. Oprah was a promiscuous teenager who, and if it weren't for the strong men in her life, she'd be on the streets of probably, you know, still prostituting. So here, but it became Oprah's night. And instead of what they should have done, because if Hollywood had any guts, this is what they would have done. They would have invited the women who are the very victims, the one who's actually brought the attention of this movement to the fore. Rose McGowan. She's got a new show she's supposedly doing on E. I don't keep up with these people, but stuff comes across my desk. Asia Argento, both of them accused Harvey Weinstein of rape. This is what acted as a catalyst for both of these movements. But as one person wrote, like Marquesa Gowns were conspicuously absent from the 2018 Golden Globes. I don't even know what that means, but I presume Marquesa Gowns has something to do, who got blacklisted, probably the one who made Joy Behar's Trump dress. I mean, Behar. Joy Villa's Trump dress. You know her name? Joy Villa? Joy's kind of gone off the rails too a bit, hasn't she? Oh, well. So here's where we are. One of the ladies said, I can only speak for myself, but I wasn't invited to the Golden Globes. Nobody asked my opinion about Time's Up or to sign the letter. Argento, age 42, tweeted Monday morning. I support Time's Up, even though I was excluded from it. Guess I'm not powerful or Hollywood enough. Proud to work behind the scenes. I love the snobbery and the sarcasm. Sarcasm in that. I love it. I love the snarky way that tweet came out. Because you know what? This is one of the women who came to the front and said, this guy is not anything like you people are making him out to be. And you're disingenuous if you're protecting him. And by the way, Oprah Winfrey is the one you want to make the poster child for this? How many pictures of Oprah have you seen in the last week with Harvey Weinstein kissing on him and stuff? let's not go too far, because you know Oprah's past. She got in the movie, you know, with a phone call. Who knows? If Oprah was prettier, I might accuse her of something. On Argento tweeted to McGowan, "No one should forget that you were the first one who broke the silence. Anyone who tries to diminish your work is a troll and an enemy of the movement. You gave me the courage to speak out. I am on your side until I die." That's what Argento tweeted to Rose McGowan. You want to make a woman's movement hero? Woman's movement against lecherous leftism? Rose McGowan is it. And in fact, I suggest to the conservative movement, we make her that. We make her the Helen of Troy in terms of this movement. Because she's the one who's bringing down Harvey Weinstein and the Hollywood establishment to whatever degree that you can do it. Because let's face it, when this is all blown over, I guarantee you there are women and men who have no problem making the ultimate sacrifice to get the stars, to get the fame and fortune and stardom. The joke when I was in sales and I was early on in my sales career, because I was, you know, hunky guy. I mean, I'm hunky now, but I was really good looking. And one of my bosses, I had a problem with a female buyer. And my boss says to me, "Well, hey, you may have to make the ultimate sacrifice." And I was like, "What?" And so everybody starts laughing and I got it. And I was like, "Oh, heck to the no." I mean, this woman was hideous. Not that I would have done it if she was pretty, but at least it would have crossed my mind. But there was no way I was going to do it with this crazy woman. Anyway, McGowan made it. She commented back, "And not one of those fancy people wearing black to honor our rapes would have lifted a finger had it not been so. I have no time for Hollywood fakery, but I love you, Asia Argento." Look, ladies, congratulations to you both for doing what you did. And shame on you, Hollyweird.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas. No. Yes, that's him. Go ahead. Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I mentioned Donald Trump had a discussion with the Democrats on DACA, and I want to play a little bit of that discussion because I think it's an interesting discussion. We're going to play the entire thing. Then I want to play something else. I want you to get that Obama clip. Obama discussed DACA at the time that it was done, and I want you to hear about that because that's very revealing. And it's also the death knell of the program, the way the Democrats want it to go. Because all Trump has to do is say, well, look, here's what the president said at the time. But anyway, I want to start by playing the meeting, because I think that meeting was, it was such an amazing thing for Trump to put together. We talked about it in the first hour, but now here's the entire clip. We're just getting to it, but, I said I was going to play it, and I want to make sure that we do what we said.
Yeah, I would like to see. Go ahead. I think a lot of people would like to see that. But I think we have to do DACA.
Mr. President, you need to be clear, though. I think what Senator Feinstein is asking here, when we talk about just DACA, we don't want to be back here 2 years later. You have to have security, as the Secretary would tell you.
But I think that's what she's saying.
I think she's saying something different. I'm thinking you're saying DACA without security. Are you talking about security as well?
Well, I think if we have some meaningful, comprehensive immigration reform, that's really where the security goes. And if we could get the DACA bill, because March is coming and people are losing their status every day.
But let's be honest with you. Security was voted on
just a few years ago. And no disrespect, there's people in the room on the other side of the aisle who voted for it. If I recall, Senator Clinton voted for it. So I don't think that's comprehensive. I think that's dealing with DACA at the same time. I think that's really what the president's making. It's kind of like three pillars. DACA, because we're all in the room want to do it. Border security, so we're not back out here. And chain migration. It's just three items. And then everything else that's comprehensive is kind of moved to the side. So I believe when the president talks about DACA and the lottery.
That is what you should add merit. I mean, if you can, add merit-based.
No, I don't know. Who's going to argue with merit-based? Who can argue with merit-based?
And
Diane, go ahead.
Do you really think that there can be agreement on all of that? To get DACA passed in time, I wanted to ask Mr. McCarthy a question.
Oh, yeah.
Do you really think there can be agreement on those three difficult subjects you raise in time to get DACA passed and effective? So
yes, because you have heard from Leader McConnell and Speaker Ryan, who said they will put the bill onto the floor if the president agrees to it. And us getting to the room, I haven't seen us be this close and having this discussion in quite a few years of the last 4 years. So I think, yes, we can make this happen.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you got to love it. Had a listener to the program. He's out of Salem. And he says, I listen in Salem, Oregon, the land of liberals, progressives, and weird governors. And he says, I suggest the following. Says, charge $5 for all private vehicles coming into the U.S., $10 for commercial vehicles. Call it a tax. It'll face less hate when it comes up for vote in the House and the Senate. Use the money to assist with the cost of an already approved border wall. Hire more agents. Build the base of operations closer to the borders to reduce travel time. Simultaneously announce that there will be a joint Homeland Security ATF-FBI task force to root out the numerous cartels operating in the U.S. Other illegals are not part of the target, but if located, they will be deported. They already have that type of a policy, by the way. There's a 30-day window for all non-cartel illegals to leave the country and apply for reentry with no prejudice. Also, all DACA-eligible children are allowed to apply for green cards as part of the program. They must renounce their citizenship to their parents' homeland, and the parents must also agree to being vetted as part of their own separate green card application. If the parents fail the vetting process, whole families deported. Trump to issue a statement that chain migration policy is rescinded immediately. It's part of the policy as long as there's high unemployment with homegrown STEM graduates. Announce tighter standards on temporary visas for competitors to unemployed or underemployed citizens. And he says he wanted to recommend a comprehensive solution. Some good points, some points that could be argued. And this is why I say this is the type of legislation where Donald Trump has them by the yin-yang. Because it's difficult to say this is the way it should be, because somebody could go, well, you know, should we really do this part of it, or couldn't we nuance this here or there? You know, should DACA-eligible children be able to apply for green cards? Should their parents, should everybody be deported if one of them can't, you know, has got some sketchy stuff? I already said earlier, there should be very strict requirements on DACA. You can't get into any trouble, or you're gone. We should be changing the way our culture behaves based on this. You want to be a part of this country? You can't be committing crime. I mean, what better way to go about that? Anyway, I appreciate it. I forget who sent this, so I apologize. You guys didn't give me a name. But I appreciate it. Glad you sent it to me. This is going to be a contentious issue. I think they will come up with something. And as I said earlier, the one good thing about this is, and you notice how Trump added the things that he wanted to be discussed when they went through the different issues that they wanted to, that Dianne Feinstein were talking about, to go, well, first of all, there's DACA, then there's chain migration, then security, then chain migration. And the guy was like, hey, that's pretty much it. Everything else is outside. And Trump goes, no, we got to end the lottery. We have a lottery system that just says, by virtue of somebody drawing in another country, you're going to go get our Somali terrorist. No. And then he says, and what about merit-based? What are you talking about? Who's going to disagree with merit-based? And they were already trying to disagree. Anyway, I want to play the Obama clip. This is where the left gets in the biggest trouble with DACA, is with what Barack Obama himself said when the program went into place. And here's that clip.
Next few months, eligible individuals who do not present a risk to national security or public safety will be able to request temporary relief from deportation proceedings and apply for work authorization. Now, let's be clear. This is not amnesty. This is not immunity. This is not a path to citizenship. It's not a permanent fix. This is a temporary stopgap measure that lets us focus our resources wisely while giving a degree of relief and hope to talented, driven, patriotic young people. It is the right thing to do. Excuse me, sir. It's not time for questions, sir. Not while I'm speaking.
Welcome back. Oh, my gosh. When Obama tries to sound authoritative, it sounds so weak. Is it just me? It's the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com. So, what did he say? See, because this is where I would come back to the folks in on the Democrat side, and I'd say, look, I'm going to tell you right now. In fact, this is what I would go to court on. Can you imagine the judge that stopped Donald Trump from rescinding an illegal executive order? And he says, look, here's everything this man said. It's providing temporary relief. It's not amnesty. It's not immunity. It's not a path to citizenship. I mean, that you could stop right there. Now, what do we know? It certainly isn't a permanent fix. He called it a temporary stopgap, and it would give a degree of hope. Now, he did this in 2012. Yeah, 2012. So it's gone through 4 years, 5 years now, with no action. And finally, a president who says, let's take a look at this. You guys have been wanting to talk about it. I'm rescinding it, putting it back into Congress. By the way, that's what's supposed to happen. I keep coming back to the authoritative, the totalitarian authoritarian that these leftists keep talking about. The guy who's dumb says, we have to follow the law. I remove the executive order. And what does he do? He gives it back to Congress. And then, in his very lopsided way, he brings in a consensus that says, let's have a bipartisan, open discussion, transparent to the public about what we want to do. I'm willing to work with you. You think, folks, this isn't going to backfire on the Democrats? And Trump, here's what's interesting. Trump's not doing it for political ploy. He's doing it because he really wants to work with the Democrats to find a solution, but that solution better be in the best interest of the country. Donald Trump is saying to himself, look, I appreciate these kids. I appreciate their situation. If I were one of them, I would feel for how I got here and what is the unknown if I have to go back to a country I know nothing about. I feel for them. I'm willing to look at that. I'm willing to concede that. But I'm not going to do it at the cost of Americans who paid their dues.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.